I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Perhaps intelligence should go back to school. That's what President Trump had to say this morning about his top intelligence officials, several of them. It was Trump's Twitter response to their testimony yesterday on Capitol Hill, testimony that contradicted the president's assessment of a lot of things. One example, Trump's claim that Iran has cheated on the nuclear deal negotiated under President Obama. The intelligence chiefs rebutted that. They said that even after Trump pulled out of the deal, Iran has continued to comply. Here's Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats.
We do not believe Iran is currently undertaking activities we judge necessary to produce a nuclear device.
Former Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz was one of Obama's principal negotiators on the nuclear deal. We got Moniz on the line today to talk about that testimony by the intelligence chiefs and to ask him what he thinks Iranian scientists have been up to in recent months.
First, let me say, Marco, that everything I know certainly supports their conclusion of Iran complying with the agreement and certainly not developing a nuclear weapon. The scientists are, in fact, carrying out the activities that are both allowed and specified in the agreement. And maybe it's worth a reminder that the fundamental structure of the agreement is that they have significant constraints on what they can do for 15 years. And then beyond that, when those constraints come off, they are in perpetuity part of an extraordinarily tough verification regime. Now, the hope, of course, was that over those 15 years, we would, in fact, be able to build more confidence in our nuclear relationship. But if we don't, the deal was not based upon trust. It was based upon verification, and we would have that forever. So basically, again, direct answer to your question is the scientists are doing what they were, in fact, allowed to do and specified to do in the agreement.
So let's go back to last May. This is President Trump nixing the deal, calling it defective at its core.
A constructive deal could easily have been struck at the time, but it wasn't. At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie.
Very different, given the testimony we heard yesterday in the Senate that Iran was in fact complying with the deal, even after the U.S. withdrew from it. But at the same time, Iran...
May I add, Marco, I would say we have definitive proof, in fact, that they are complying with the agreement.
So at the same time, Iran's military budget is growing. Do you think it has given up totally its nuclear ambitions?
The conclusion drawn for a long time by our intelligence community quite publicly and by the IAEA, and in fact verified by the documents that the Israelis acquired, that Iran did have a structured nuclear weapons program up to 2004, some activities for another five years or so, but certainly no evidence since then of government support for any kind of weapons program.
Yesterday, before the Senate committee, CIA Director Gina Haspel said that Iranian leaders were considering steps that would lessen their adherence to the agreement. What was she referring to?
It's clear there have been statements made, including in public, that, we should think about restarting enrichment programs. Maybe we should think about going to higher levels of enrichment. That has come from the head of the Atomic Energy Organization, who was my essentially co-negotiator. But it's one thing to put those out. And of course, we all recognize that they, like everybody else, have their own internal political dynamics. The important part, again, as far as I know, and I think as was reaffirmed by Directors Haspel and Coates, is that they are not carrying out any of those activities that would be outside the agreement.
Former Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz was a key member of the American negotiating team that struck the JCPOA, better known as the Iran nuclear deal. Secretary Moniz, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Marco.